Hey, yo, listen, it's going down just like this.
Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City here on Praise 103.9 FM. I'm Tiffany Bacon. Happy Resurrection Weekend. It is an awesome, awesome weekend. We got some of the cold out of the way, and definitely we have some of the rain out of the way. And I welcome you to today's program. We're going to talk about the faith-based economic conference that is coming up, and we have some awesome information on how we can get ourselves economically sound. So I want you to stay close and listen for awesome information, and you'll have an opportunity to call in and ask questions, of course. So right now, we're going to start off this program with a moment of inspiration.
Bye.
This too shall pass. Definitely a moment of inspiration. Music from Yolanda Adams. And good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. I'm Tiffany Bacon, thanking you so much for being a part of the program today. Let me give you the phone numbers because, you know, the show is nothing without you. So I'm definitely looking forward to your participation. The number is 215-263-1039. That's 215-263-1039. Now, today we're going to be talking about economic development, and there is a faith-based economic development conference that is coming our way very, very soon. In fact, next week. And this is an opportunity for faith leaders to connect with other dynamic leaders who are committed to economic growth. And we have some awesome representatives here to discuss that. And we are going to discuss the need for economic development today. So I'd like to welcome to the program for the first time Miss Aaliyah Slappy. She is the Director of Education and Training at the Enterprise Center. Good morning, hello. Aaliyah.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Yes. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time and effort and your willingness to come out to talk about this. Mm-hmm. Before we talk about anything surrounding the conference, what was the reason why the Enterprise Center put this together?
Maybe I think it's probably if we could just start by talking about just the Enterprise Center overall, the work that we do, and then it'll kind of nicely explain why we're involved in a conference like this. So the Enterprise Center, we're a minority business development center, and our real goal is really to help minorities and women to really start and grow businesses. We know that the way that a neighborhood will improve will not be from big business coming into that neighborhood, right? It's going to be because minority entrepreneurs and female entrepreneurs that are currently living in West Philadelphia and South Philadelphia and Southwest are going to start businesses that will then need to hire additional employees. And as you hire additional employees, you improve that local community where people are living. And so that's the initial work that the Enterprise Center does. It's real economic development, helping people start and grow enterprises that will transform neighborhoods. And so this conference is really an extension of that work that we're already doing in neighborhoods and the work that we're already doing with individuals. And so about a year ago, the U.S. Department of Commerce, their Economic Development Administration, reached out to us and said, we like the work that you're doing. We know that you're making an impact in neighborhoods throughout Philadelphia. How about we put together an event that can really help faith leaders take on some of this work? We know that there are a lot of faith leaders already engaged in economic development, but we want to help them almost take a more strategic approach to how they are transforming neighborhoods and provide them with resources and opportunities to really grow the work they're doing, build capacity, and take it to the next level.
So based on what you have done, what types of progress have you seen and where?
So much of the progress that we've seen has been with individual entrepreneurs. So we've seen businesses really start on commercial corridors. We're putting a very heavy emphasis on one specifically is 52nd Street. And so helping businesses that have lived and survived on that corridor for a long time, helping those businesses grow and get to a place where they need to hire additional people. That's kind of like the essence of the type of work that we're doing in neighborhoods. And so we have not previously worked with faith institutions. This is the first time for us stepping into that lane. And so we're excited to show faith institutions how we do the work that we do, but also to remind them, you guys are already doing this work. You're the ones that are already in the community. You already are the hub. You already are the resource for a neighborhood, for a family. And so let's take it to the next level. Let's get engaged in some large scale projects. Maybe you decide that you want to start a commercial kitchen space in your neighborhood. Maybe you want to start an entrepreneurship club for those young adults who are looking to start or grow businesses. We want to really show you how you can take on similar projects to the work that we're doing.
Okay. Now, we talked about the progress, but what have been the barriers for strategic economic growth and development?
That's an excellent, excellent, excellent question. And I think a good amount of the work that's happening and will happen through the conference will address that. What we found is that there aren't as many strong partnerships existing between faith institutions. What we've seen is that there are a lot of faith institutions that may exist in the same neighborhoods, and they may be doing one project on one corner, and two blocks away, something similar is happening. But those two faith institutions, those leaders, they're not talking to each other. And if they were able to pull together resources from both, they would have the capacity to really take on larger scale projects. Mm-hmm. So we
projects like what? Give me an example.
Yeah. So one example would be if two churches wanted to come together, and I'll just use entrepreneurship because mm-hmm. that's the lane that as the Enterprise Center we live in, mm-hmm. If they wanted to come together and finance two small businesses to start in a neighborhood.
Okay.
Or take a vacant property and turn it into a cafe, mm-hmm. something like that, and have teenagers or young moms staff that cafe mm-hmm. and put their products in there. If there was someone who made an older woman who lived on a block who made amazing cupcakes, staff her, put her cupcakes inside that small cafe that two churches came together to build mm-hmm. on a blighted piece of property that exists in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Those are the type of projects that we want to see faith institutions take on.
Okay. Since we're talking about it, and we're going to talk about the Faith-Based Economic Development Conference, which is coming up shortly, I wanted to ask you, my listening audience, what is your church doing to help improve its neighborhood? And it could be that maybe your church is doing something to improve the neighborhood that the church is in, or maybe the neighborhood that most of the members are in. But give us a call and say, what is your church doing to improve your neighborhood? Or you can call in and ask questions of our guest this morning for suggestions on what the church can do to help improve the neighborhood, or ask them about the program in general. Either way, give us a call, 215-263-1039, 215-263-1039. What are some of the ideas that you've seen faith-based institutions come up with and have the most trouble bringing to fruition?
That's a good question. I don't know that I would name one specific one that they've had trouble with. Mm-hmm. What we often find is overall, faith institutions, they have a great idea and they know the needs of that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They just may not always have the capacity within that faith institution to see that project happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're encouraging through this conference and just overall is that faith institutions establish a nonprofit organization that exists separate from that faith institution.
Okay.
So, and specifically community development corporations.
Mm-hmm.
So if a faith institution started a, what we call a CDC, a community mm-hmm. development corporation, mm-hmm. then they can bring on some additional help to assist with the project that they want to get accomplished. For example, if a church has several members who wanted to start, I don't want to kind of like thought a million different ideas, uh-huh. but if they wanted to start a cafe or something okay. like that, or a commercial kitchen space mm-hmm. that they rent out to the neighborhood, they may find that it's that they have the vision within the church. They mm-hmm. know that it's a need for it in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. and they may not have all the resources. That's okay. fine. That's when a church, we really want to encourage you to start a community development corporation. Bring in some outside individuals who have skill sets that may not already exist within your church. You may want to mm-hmm. bring on an attorney or bring on an accountant who can serve okay. on the board of directors
gotcha.
For that nonprofit that may start separate from the church. And then as a separate 501c3, mm-hmm. you can apply for federal dollars. You can go after grant opportunities okay. that exist so that for the projects that you want to do, you're not just mm-hmm. looking at funding that's available through unrestricted dollars at the church,
mm-hmm.
but you can go after some larger opportunities. And with that, also partner with another faith institution mm-hmm. so that together you bring together your resources. There's additional capacity,
mm-hmm.
and from there you're able to get a project accomplished.
So the key here, because I've heard you mention this a couple of times since we started talking this morning, is partnership.
Yes, collaboration.
Why do you think it seems to be difficult for that to happen? Would you say that it's difficult, or why would you say it doesn't happen as much?
Let me see. Well, I don't want to assume or say that it's not happening at all. I know that there are many.
I didn't mean at all.
Okay,
I mean as
okay.
much.
All right. Okay.
Because
if you
have to mention it a couple of times,
right.
I'm going to guess it doesn't happen as much.
And that is true.
Okay.
I think there are a couple of factors that go into it. Mm-hmm. We sometimes are comfortable within our faith institution, and so we just decide that this is something that we want to work on. We don't always branch out into the neighborhood and kind of connect with other churches
mm-hmm.
Openly and kind of naturally.
Okay.
And a conference like this really allows you, it makes a lot of space for you to have to connect directly with other faith leaders and see that, oh, wait, you also are doing an after-school program where you're teaching investments to young adults and things like that. I don't know that I would have a very clear answer on why it doesn't happen, but I know that the need is great and that not doing it hinders the type of projects and the type of work that really can be happening in some of our neighborhoods. And with, let me just add one thing with that, with those partnerships and collaborations, we're not just looking at, we don't just encourage partnerships between faith institutions. We want you to partner with those nonprofit organizations that already exist in your neighborhood.
Okay.
Or partner with a school that exists in your neighborhood.
Okay.
Like in West Philadelphia. So many of the residents either near the University City area or near the or in or near the Mantua area, you're near Drexel University and University of Penn.
Right.
There are opportunities to partner with their offices of community partnerships.
And okay.
So looking into opportunities like that as well.
Okay.
And so it's not just partnering with other faith institutions. It's partnering with all the other players who have the same mission and the same idea and the same passion to really transform a neighborhood. Okay. There are a lot of people who are committed to that work. And so finding all of those key players, bringing them all together so that together we can transform a neighborhood is going to be the key.
Awesome. Amen. Okay, we want to bring you into the conversation. Today we are talking about the importance and need for economic development, faith-based economic development. My questions to you this morning. One, what is your church doing to improve the community that it's in? Part two, do you have any questions for our guests here who are representing the Faith-Based Economic Conference that's coming up just next week? And if you have any other questions surrounding ideas for your church to be more to have more of an impact in your neighborhood, feel free to give us a call. 215-263-1039. Let's speak with Andrea, calling in from Wayne, PA. Andrea, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
Okay. So I had a question, but I also wanted to share what we are currently doing for the community at Solid Rock United Methodist Church.
Yes.
That's in Olney section of Philadelphia.
Okay.
So at Solid Rock United Methodist Church, Pastor Margaret Powell, we currently have a community garden that we grow vegetables and offer to the community in our food pantry. We give out food once a month. We're an emergency food cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
And so an extension of that was growing our vegetables in our garden and giving out vegetables. And we have just recently planted an orchard in partnership with Philadelphia Orchard Project.
Mm-hmm.
And so now another component was to be getting fruits through the orchard once it's grown up.
Oh, okay.
And so I am actually the director of Christian education, and I will be coupling their garden program into our summer camp. Last year, we scholarshiped 30 kids for a summer camp, and it was just a pilot program that we started the garden. We had the garden as a component, like an ecological component, for them to basically learn some scientific methods while they were also having a recreational camp.
Okay.
So my question is, like, how can we get resources to do it? Because we want to do it again this summer. Unfortunately, we had to raise the rate to $100 per child because the church just couldn't afford to do it pro bono again.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids really enjoyed it. And we would love to roll it into an after-school program. And, you know, just resources is a limitation. So that's kind of my question. Where can we get resources to fund a program such as that?
Excellent. That's a great question. And I, from the name of your church and the name of your pastor, I believe you guys are registered to come to the conference.
Oh, really?
Yes. Margaret Powell. Yes.
She gets around.
Yes. Yes. So you guys are actually taking the next best step, right? So you are going to be present. If it's not yourself, I know someone from your church will actually be at our conference on Friday, where we will be.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys are on it.
Join them, whoever it is. I may just go ahead of all of them.
Yeah, I'll make sure that you get the information so that you can register for it. But yes, this conference, and let me just say that the conference that's coming up next Friday, April 25th, it is a free conference, and the name of the conference is Show Me the Opportunity, Igniting Faith Leaders to Bring Economic Growth to the Region. And so we, during that conference, we're going to be showing you the variety of opportunities that exist for your church as well as others, especially mm-hmm. around urban gardens that are starting in the community. We, at the Enterprise Center, we have started an urban garden right next to the 46th and Market L Station. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be sharing details on our model, the business model that we use, because we have applied a very strategic business model to that. And so we'll be able to share some of those resources that we've tapped into for our urban garden, as well as show you guys how you can tap into similar resources. Mm-hmm. Let me ask a question. Do you guys currently have a community development corporation that exists separate from the church?
That is something we have talked about
okay.
and mm-hmm. wanted to put into place for years. It's just myself and some of the other members that time is really a limitation in putting mm-hmm. that into action. I'm a teacher at Alney Charter High School, which is very demanding, teaching high school students. I have three children of my own.
Oh, wow.
So just getting the help to put it together, like we have tons of ideas that we can pull together and put into paper. We've won grants before. It's just having the time and maybe, you know, an additional outside person to help us write it. That's our limitation.
Okay. And so one of the strengths okay. you'll find from that conference will be, well, from the conference, will be that you can find some other faith leaders that exist in the Alney and the Logan area who may have an interest in doing a similar project, or may mm-hmm. have someone in their church who has the time to put into doing some of that legwork that you need done, or doing some of the legwork of going through the process of starting or establishing that nonprofit organization. This will be a great opportunity to connect mm-hmm. with some other faith leaders who have a okay. similar passion, especially related to the environment and turning abandoned properties into gardens that can bring healthy food options in our neighborhoods. And so
okay.
I'm excited
Wonderful.
To know that your church will be
awesome.
Present. So,
and Andrea, thank you so much for your phone call. We appreciate your time and your question.
Thank you. Can you connect me with the person that can give me registration details?
Sure. Just hold on the line for just 1 minute, okay?
Oh, All well, right. Thank you.
All right. Hold on. Let's go to line three and speak with Miss Jax. Miss Jax, good morning. You're live
good
on
morning.
The air.
Good morning. Good morning, Tiffany. Tiffany.
Yes, ma'am.
Brilliant as always. When I grow up, I want to be like you.
You are too much.
I'm affiliated with a church. I live in University City. Mm-hmm. It's between 40th and 41st. On Chestnut, mm-hmm. I believe it's called the Church of Christian Love.
Okay.
I can't swear to it.
Okay.
And I would like to know if it's on the list, and if not, I need all the information I can get. I'm concerned about a Sunday school program.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a consistent Sunday school program.
Okay.
I live in the senior citizen apartment, University Square apartments. And my next question is going to be political for your guests.
Oh, okay. But hold on, Miss Jax, we're going to have to deal with just one question because my producer, Larry, is letting me know I am going to have to go to commercial break. So, you know, I have to honor the schedule here on the station. So we're going to deal with your first question first as far as how she can to give this church in her area the information about the conference.
Definitely.
May I hold on, please?
Sure. You could talk to her
It's entirely relevant.
Okay. You could talk to her off air, but we are going to have to go to commercial, so I'm going to let her answer the
Thank
first
you,
question
and
for
keep
you.
Doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. All right. So, Aaliyah.
Hi, Ms. Jax. So, to register for the conference, anyone can register online by visiting www.theenterprisecenter.com. you will see a link there. It'll say faith-based conference. If you click on that link, it'll take you to all the information for the conference, including the Eventbrite link where you can register. You can also call this number, 215-243-4103.
All right.
And you can leave your information.
215-243-4103.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, wait. Hold on 1 second, Ms. Jax. I'm going to need you to hold on for 1 second. And listen, we are looking forward to your phone call as well. We are asking you, what is your church doing for the community that it is in? Do you need some ideas on what your church can do to help support the economic development of its community? Give us a call, and you can also call us if you have questions for our guest today. From the Faith-Based Economic Development Conference. Give us a call at 215-263-1039. Stay with us. Praise in the City continues after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station. Now back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We're in the second half of today's edition of Praise in the City. We're talking about faith-based economic development, and I want to know, what is it that your church is doing to improve the economic development in its community? Give us a call. Also, you can call us if you have questions about our guest today. Aaliyah Slappy is here from the Enterprise Center. She is the Director of Education and Training. So if you have questions for her, feel free to call 215-263-1039. But right now, I want to know, what is your church doing to help improve the economic development in its community? 215-263-1039. Let's go to the phone and speak with Brother Stan, calling in from North Philadelphia. Brother Stan, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Breathing on schedule. Thank you.
I know that's right. God is good.
All the time.
Well, first I want to say, for the past 12, I started in 2003, I started a nonprofit, faith-based organization called Christian Outreach Fellowship Association and Christian Sports Incorporated. Mm-hmm. Since that time, we've been running Bible basketball camps for boys and girls. This summer will be our 12th annual Bible basketball camp for boys and girls. And in 2012, a young man who I mentored over the years, played professionally overseas, donated an acre of land to our organization. Nice. In the Germantown area. And I want to know, for the past 12 years since I've been doing the Bible basketball camp and other outreach ministries, I reached out to a lot of church organizations and tried to apply for different grants, and I just never had any luck. Not that I believe in luck, but for the sake of argument, just wanted to use that term. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any luck of obtaining any grants. And now that I have this land, I have dreams and aspirations to build a worship and activity center for youth, families, and just to bring awareness of life issues, circumstances. And so do you have any information on how I can go about obtaining funding to help build a facility that will house these programs instead of running year by year?
Awesome question. Aaliyah.
So one, I definitely have to encourage you to come out to our conference next Friday. One, we will have representation from the Federal Office of the Department of Health and Human Services, and they'll be sharing specific information about grant opportunities that exist on the federal side. The Community Economic Development Grant is one of those major grant opportunities. And so to be present and able to speak directly with someone on the federal side who works with federal dollars and the process for applying for those dollars, that's going to be huge. And so it will be
Yes.
It will be great for you to be present at the conference so that you can talk and sit in one of her sessions and learn more about those federal opportunities. But then we will also have several faith leaders who have received federal dollars. They've done large scale projects in Philadelphia and in the surrounding area. And so learning firsthand about the compliance process and how all the requirements that you need to have to go after some of those federal opportunities will be extremely beneficial as you guys think through and begin to build out your plan for this activity center and the specific work that you want to do. I definitely encourage you to come out on Friday so that we can make sure that, one, you're connected with some other faith leaders that are in the neighborhood where your church is located so that you guys can collaborate or they can get connected with your organization that exists separate from your faith institution and make those connections that can lead to you going after some opportunities that will bring the financing that you need. And then also from the session on Friday and just the work that we're going to do after the conference, we may want to be able to talk about what you can do around creating revenue streams for this space as well. So not just having it as an open space that the community can use, but figuring out how can this space bring revenue that will allow it to become a sustainable location that can exist in this community, not just for the next 10 years, but 15, 20, 40 years from now. And so that's the other side of this, is really figuring out how to bring sustainable revenue. And that's where the real economic development comes from, is, you know, thinking about sustainability and creating revenue streams and bringing dollars into communities that can really benefit from some transformation.
Okay, well, I appreciate that information and hope to see you guys next week, next Friday out at this event. I'm looking forward to coming out and gathering as much information as I can to make this dream a reality. But more importantly, I'm just trying to be a blessing to all God's children and all walks of life so that they can have economic empowerment, they can have education, and different activities that's going to benefit the well-rounded family.
Exactly. So definitely, please go online to www.theenterprisecenter.com and register on there. And we look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate all that information. I look forward to seeing you guys as well.
Okay. Awesome sauce. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
All right. You do the same. So we have a lot of people out there who are really interested in growing their community. What would you say, Aaliyah, to residents who would like to maybe walk up to their local church, even if the residents aren't a member, if they would like to walk up to their local church and say, hey, can you guys do something about this, that, and such? What advice would you give them?
Yes, the one piece of advice would be do it. One of the things that we, again, we'll be talking about during this conference is really making sure that churches know that they have to have open doors, right? So that people feel like they can, that one, this church is a hub for this community, not just a place that is open on whatever day of the week worship is happening, but that every day this is a place where the neighborhood is welcome and invited to be involved and connected. And so we really encourage you, if you know of a faith institution that exists right in your neighborhood that you know can be making a greater impact. And what often happens is we assume, because if we live in a neighborhood, we don't see when members of the church are doing certain things. We assume they're not doing things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they are. They are. They are usually very active in community. So it's I wouldn't assume that, you know, the church isn't already doing something. But if you have an idea for something that isn't happening, I say, you know, set up a time where you can meet with that pastor or meet with that community liaison or community representative for that church and find out more about what they're doing. And what we will be encouraging on Friday is that faith leaders will spend more time knowing and understanding the needs of that community. Mm-hmm. We often, on the faith leader side, you know, what we see often is that a faith leader will assume that this neighborhood needs this, this, and this. But they haven't spent any time in that neighborhood talking to residents, connecting with that community to find out what the real needs are of that community. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk significantly about that at the conference on Friday, not just how important that is, but what are some strategies for how you can do that? How do you not just live and exist within your four walls, but take your message, not just your message, but take your energy, your passion for that neighborhood into the community and find out what the community is looking for and what they would like to see happen that can bring long-term change.
Okay. We still have room for a couple of questions if you feel the need, and we hope you do. Or if you have comments about what your church is doing to support its neighborhood economically, give us a call, 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. What are some of the major changes in your own neighborhood, and who's behind them?
I guess one, I'll speak directly to the neighborhood that I work in, which is the Walnut Hill community in West Philadelphia, which spans from 45th Street to 52nd Street, Market Street to Spruce. We've seen significant changes in that neighborhood over the years. And so some may credit it to the work that the Enterprise Center is doing. And I would credit it to the work that we're doing in partnership with residents who directly live in that community. Mm-hmm. The Walnut Hill Community Association is there. And with their help, we've been able to, in the past several years, get a playground built in that neighborhood, have an urban garden and pocket park that now exists on 46th and Market Street that is open to the community, where we are also growing vegetables and fruits and selling them at local farmers markets. Those are the things that we're seeing firsthand happen alongside residents that exist right in Walnut Hill. And so as we've done this work and worked directly with the association that exists there and the residents that exist there and even the young people that exist there, we see that people in communities, they care about their neighborhood. You know, I think there are oftentimes conversations around people not caring and not being invested, or renters not caring and not being invested. And I've seen something completely different. I've seen people totally invested in their neighborhood, wanting to bring change, wanting to have pride in their neighborhood, wanting to connect with their neighborhood, connect with their neighbors, wanting to know about resources that exist. And so I've seen the other side of that, where people, they come outside their house, like for the spring cleanup that happened a few weeks back, we saw residents come outside their homes, whether they were young adults or seniors, and really not just cleaning up outside their front door, but cleaning up that entire neighborhood where they're located. And so we've seen that firsthand in that West Philadelphia neighborhood, where, you know, I spend a significant amount of time because I'm doing work in that neighborhood, but have really invested in that neighborhood because I spend so much time there, and kind of I've become friends and very familiar with the residents that live there and the neighbors that are that live there as well. And so we've seen that firsthand, and as well as the churches there. There are several churches that we have partnered with for projects, because they recognize that, one, they can't do it alone, and that they shouldn't do it alone, and that there are other key players involved that want to bring change and have resources to bring change to the neighborhood.
All right. Sounds good. Well, that's it. We're just about at the end of today's program. Just let everybody know how they can get in contact with you guys so they can learn more about the Faith-Based Economic Development Conference.
Yes. So again, Show Me the Opportunity, Igniting Faith Leaders to Bring Economic Growth to the Region. It's happening next Friday, April 25th, from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the Enterprise Center, 4548 Market Street. We do need you to register ahead of time. It is a free conference, but we need you to register ahead of time. So if you want to register, please visit www.theenterprisecenter.com, and you'll see a link there for the Faith-Based Conference. Click on that link. All of the details about the conference are provided for you there, and you will be able to register there as well. We look forward to seeing you next week. We look forward to having faith leaders come out, learn about opportunities that exist, connect with other faith leaders, get the resources you need so that you can bring real transformation to the neighborhood where your church is located, or the neighborhood that your church has decided to invest their time, energy, and resources in.
Fantastic. Aaliyah, thank you so much
for
joining
us. This is great.
Yes, awesome. Big shout out to Tiffany Spraggins. Thank you, dear, for hooking
Tiffany,
it all
thank
up.
You.
Much love going out to my off-site producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Please don't touch that dial. Marriage Beyond the Vows is up next. Bye-bye.
Listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.